The National Council on Problem Gambling is reporting that up to 8 million Americans struggle with a gambling habit, and experts say that Asian Americans may have a heightened risk for problem gambling. Fortune and luck are important in some Asian cultures. The tradition of playing cards and throwing dice at family gatherings and holidays goes back generations. And now, Southeast Asian refugees who came to the U.S. after the Vietnam War are especially at risk. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre reports.
Quinn Truong still gets a cozy feeling when she sees a deck of cards. Truong came to the U.S. as a kid, a refugee from Vietnam. Her extended family resettled in Connecticut, and when they get together on the weekends, gambling was a way they bonded.
Everybody has a roll of quarters and nickels and dimes and pennies that they use, and they bet against each other. And so all the kids are rooting for their parents, and then, you know, we kind of check in on them every once in a while.
Truong's now a healthcare advocate in Hartford who specializes in gambling addiction. Connecticut has two of the biggest casinos in the U.S., casinos that cater to Asians with cultural entertainment and translated signs that feel welcoming, Truong says. For some Southeast Asian refugees still dealing with trauma from the war, she says the gambling scene can be an escape.
You get involved in this activity that is fun, and every once in a while you make it big and you get a couple hundred dollars and you feel like the king of the world. Of course you're going to go for that, right? If you lose, though, you lose big.
Dr. Timothy Fong is professor of addiction psychiatry at UCLA's Gambling Studies program. Fong says Southeast Asian refugees are at risk of falling into problem gambling, partly because of their trauma history. The high of gambling is a way of seeking comfort, Fong says. Some refugees also think they can make fast money.
Gambling is seen as an opportunity out of poverty. And when you have tremendous amounts of poverty, particularly in the Southeast Asian refugee population, that tends to be a very tempting idea.
The numbers back that up. Experts point to a 2003 survey led by UConn Health Center. Researchers focused on almost 100 refugees from Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos who were living in Connecticut. They found almost 60% of them were addicted to gambling,
which is almost 30 times the national average for gambling addiction.
Making matters more complicated, Asians are least likely among ethnic groups in the U.S. to use mental health services. I met Howard Pengsapong at a Connecticut conference on problem gambling. He's 71 and says he comes from a generation of refugees that carries a lot of stress. But Pengsapong says it's hard in his culture to talk about mental health.
The mental health is, we don't even have the word exist in our Laotian language. If we translate word by word, it's like a crazy.
Advocates say not wanting to be labeled as crazy or bring shame to one's family is why problem gambling cases tend to stay hidden until there's a crisis. And when gambling spirals out of control, it can lead to suicidal thoughts, bankruptcy, broken families, says Pengsapong.
That's why we try to give a message to our community members just to be mindful of the consequences of this gambling.
To give that message, the state of Connecticut has turned to Asian ambassadors. Immigrants like Pengsapong and Truong, who hold sessions in their communities on the warning signs of problem gambling. Some experts think it could serve as a national model on how to reach minorities on a topic that's considered taboo. It's so sensitive that even the term problem gambling is a problem, says Truong and her Laotian colleague Sue Tamavong. She's also an ambassador.
You can't say problem gambling because you say problem gambling, people are going to be like, nope, not a problem, I'm out. Or if you say, I think one we did was financial literacy.
Financial literacy.
Financial literacy. And it was so good. And there was one little section about gambling. And then all of a sudden, all these questions came out.
The Asian ambassadors say they're not trying to discourage gambling. The important thing is self-awareness, they say. And if gambling gets to be a problem, being able to talk about it. For Here and Now, I'm Vanessa De La Torre in Hartford.